is KTPCB. KTPCB. Listening on Ross's node, 50698 on All-Star. K2PCB, listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good there, Brad. Good morning, good morning. A bit foggier out this morning than yesterday. It's unfortunate. That means the overnight temperatures are changing, I think dropping. At least I think that's what it means. That means our summer's on the downward trend. And I've got some more summer I want to get in. Anyway, yeah, things are starting out good. Feels like a Friday, but it's only a Thursday. But my boss is remote today and off tomorrow, so I guess I can't complain. I've got some projects to work on, and I'll stay busy. So hopefully it goes by fast. How's your day looking?
Day's looking, I won't say busy, but productive. I've got to do some stuff in the Engineering Society of Buffalo. I got to go print some stuff off at Office Depot to get in the mail. And I do have to clean the pool sometime today. I saw a little bit of green at the bottom, so I want to get that taken care of before too long. And then we'll see what else is happening.
You said you're going to print some stuff off at Office Depot. Is it the membership letters? And then I was going to ask, do they provide envelope stuffing service as well?
So these are the renewal letters for the Engineering Society of Buffalo, the membership letters. And then I missed your last part.
Service offer, folding and maybe envelope stuffing as well, or they just print them off for you?
No, I'll print everything off and then I'll bring it home and fold it and stuff it.
It's been a while since I've been in one of those places. It might have even been when Office Max was there and they had Coffee Max next door. And I was running off stuff there when I wanted large volumes and or color, and I didn't want to use up all my inks at the time. But yeah, that's good to know that that's still available. I think there's a place somewhere here in Lancaster. I'm trying to picture it that offers that service as well. Anyway, yeah, last night I was doing some more laser engraving. I was doing some test pieces for Larry Bush on, Tuesday night. And last night I was making the final pieces. Basically, there's some laser engraved ornaments. They have a small little event that they want to hand some out to. And speaking of which, I don't know if you talked to Larry at all at the picnic. Brian's getting married, I think, next month. I think it's within a month's time.
Ah, so Brian Bush is getting married. That, in a way, I'm not surprised. Glad to hear it. I know he had been dating a girl for quite a while. I think that they were living together for a little bit. So that's good. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, Larry was listing off these places like where they're getting married and some restaurants that they're doing the rehearsal dinner for, and these are all places that I had actually never heard of. Obviously, he's out Marysburg way, right? Marysburg, Strikersville, I forget. I know he was one and moved to the other, I think. But anyway, they tend to, frequent the places out there. And he was telling me about a place called Lori's in Warsaw that he claims has the best roast beef sandwiches he has ever had. So I had to put that on my list of things to try when I'm out that way. Lori's. I don't know if you've been there before, but yeah, I guess I think they said they're doing the rehearsal dinner there.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, it's amazing is the number of restaurants and places that are out there that we never hear of. And, you know, like my daughter, when she got married, there was a place that she had catered for her reception down at Knox Farm. I'd never heard of them, but the food was really good. They did a really good job. It was awesome. Interesting. When is he getting married again?
If I knew the exact date, I would say it's within a month's time. I want to say next month, but not too far into next month. I don't have a specific date.
So if I was to send Brian a text congratulating him on his upcoming marriage, didn't specify a date, then I wouldn't be out of line then?
Send something to the effect of, I heard a knot getting tied, and I wanted to say congratulations ahead of time. I think that would be appropriate.
I will do that. I will send him a text and congratulate him on his upcoming marriage. That would be cool. All right, cool. Any other PCB news?
I don't know if it's PCB news. You may already know. You know when he's leaving, right?
Say that again?
You already know that Wendy Willard is leaving?
Who's leaving? I missed that again.
I know her. Wendy Willard.
Ah, Wendy Willard is leaving. Interesting. Do you know where she's going?
She's actually getting out of the manufacturing support role and going back to running her own business. She has started a business. I guess this is not her first one. It's called Golden Rose Advisors. She actually has a website. And it is a business to assist those that are, I don't want to use elderly, but I'll use it anyway, those that are in, say, a nursing facility and need assistance liquidating their estate, or maybe even more specifically, their homes, and being a middleman in that process of transferring that home to another buyer or to someone that's going to flip the house. She will be the one that's interfacing with those in these facilities, to be the you know, the in-person contact and then carry through with all the paperwork to get things transferred. That's what, to understand, her business does.
Well, that's interesting. I hope she does well. I wonder who will fill her role. She was kind of like I know that she was doing something with compliance, making sure that everything, that all the parts had the right certifications and the right amount of, if they were lead free or not. I remember all that and having to go through and verify a lot of stuff.
That's exactly what it is. It was, her role was to verify that we were complying to all the regulatory controls, compliances, and everything from, like you said, hazardous materials, waste now in packaging, things that we send out. We now have to claim how much scrap, how much trash there is with our packaging, you know, how much will end up in a landfill. Yeah, EMC testing, all of that. But yeah, she's moving on to other things.
Well, I wish her all the luck in the world, and hope she's very successful and does well, you know, and enjoys what she's going to do. It sounds like this is something that she might have done before, and that's what she wants to do. She's been at PCB quite a while, hasn't she?
Been a handful of years. I don't know exactly how many. Because she had some other quality support role before this position. Yeah, so there are probably a handful of years where I was not really too aware of her contribution and didn't interact with her. But I don't think it was more than 10 years. I'd say somewhere between 6 and 10, I would guess.
That sounds about right. Yeah, I think between 6 and 10, I think you're right.
I heard an extra key up in there, so maybe I'll pause and say good morning. I don't know if that was you or me, Brad, whatever that was. But yeah, with the extra key up in there, I'll say good morning and see if anyone else is joining us. This is K2PCB. Maybe I was wrong. I thought I heard someone else in there. Okay. Oh, for that laser engraving, what I was doing, it was kind of interesting. Larry and his wife have a group of friends, and they are planning a group vow renewal, and they all want to do something in front of each other, and I don't know all the details of it, but Larry's wife, Carolyn, wanted to make these little ornaments that said, we do, or I do again with such and such date, with a heart around it, some I'll say, leaves, you know, this decorative design. And so that's what I lasered yesterday. He had me etch those. He re-asked me to. And so that was a fun little project, and gave me an opportunity to work on these wooden blanks that are actually live edge cuts. You can buy them on Amazon, and they're pre-cut, they're like quarter-inch slabs of pine, but they still have a live edge on them. They've been dried, and it was kind of cool to work with those. Actually worked out better than I thought it would.
KC2NVM. When you say they want to do stuff in front of each other, you make it sound dirty.
Absolutely is. Whatever you're thinking, I'm sure is correct.
I just had to do the, oh my God, my car is going to die of thirst. Pull over and get fuel in my car.
I tend to do that too often myself and start pushing the, it's down near E, but the light's not on yet. Oh, the light's on. Well, how many more miles do I have to go? I can make it to the next gas station. I could probably make it to work and then get gas on the way home, kind of. Yeah, I'm not good at that either. But I've got 6:44, so I'm going to run. So it sounds like you're still on the road, and I'll let you guys pick it up, and I'll talk to you later. This is K2PCB.
73 K2PCB. This is KE2GDQ. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. How are you doing this morning, Jeff?
Rather well. I finished up my math class last night. Ended up, I think, with a 95 on the exam. And I reviewed my answers, and mine was completely different. So I don't know how I screwed that up. But, yeah, I'm kind of happy with that. So that ended, and then school starts up September 4th, I believe. So we have until then.
What kind of a math class was it?
It was college math, so it was algebra. Kind of models and functioning is what it did last section was.
Okay, yeah, I remember college algebra. Yeah, that's cool. Well, it sounds like you scored well on it. It would have been, obviously, what you said, like a 95%. So that's got to give you an A or A+.
As long as I pass, I'm happy. But for once, math kind of clicked, and so I'm going to run with it.
I've always liked math. I actually even enjoyed calculus. Even now when I've gone back and, I know this sounds funny, read up on it a little bit, it really starts to make more sense. It's too bad. Now I don't have much of a chance to use it.
True, but it just makes it trains your brain how to think. But the time is 6:47, and I do got to get to work. So that'll say 73s, and talk to everyone tomorrow. KC2NVM, clear.
KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ, 73s, and we will have a great day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.